Anything back there?
You guys ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, certainly I thought that we came out with a great deal of energy and excitement, and our kids really competed very hard. And we had a nice lead there because we played really hard defensively. And I thought the same thing that happened to us, in New Haven happened again here, where we turned it over out in the middle of the floor, and they were able to climb the backboard and get second chance opportunities and get energy from those two aspects of the game. And I thought that really doomed us. You give them credit, their kids are, I think they're tough, and I think the kid Pennick is just I think he had 19 rebounds last night, 14 tonight, and just thought he's just a force, and just made a big difference. And obviously we didn't play as well as we wanted to play, and didn't shoot the ball from three good enough to give us a chance, I think, to make any headway in trying to get back in this game.
You obviously said the run, but it seemed like, the first 5 minutes you guys were hitting everything. And
well, we were hitting things because we were guarding defensively. So when you guard defensively, and then you get up the floor and then convert. Now, we were guarding defensively, then we got up the floor and turned it over and kicked it away in the middle of the court, and that killed us. And then we were guarding, and then we didn't finish the defensive possession, so they got on the offensive glass, and that's deflating. So those two areas, again, it just takes the life out of your team when you do that. And we usually talk about that being the two key things when we're on the road, but it really hurt us here at home tonight.
You had some great scoring efforts out of your guards. Drew kind of bounced back after last night. Obviously, Jeremy, 19, Andrew, 14. Somebody on the offensive glass, too, in their performances.
Yeah, I thought Jeremy in particular, he's, as I said before, he's been consistent for us, giving us great energy and all over the floor. I thought Drew made some shots for us tonight, looking for his offensive production. But, you have, 20 turnovers, for our team. And again, that was, to me, one of the key stats of why we played as poorly as we did.
Talk about, Brad Unger's last game, collegiate game, obviously not the way he wanted to finish. But what has he meant to the team throughout the season?
Well, I've enjoyed coaching Bradley, and told him that in front of the team here after the post-game comments. And he's a captain, a senior, and a player that has given us a lot. Came back from an injury early in the year, so he was never on that track to stay healthy and 100% all the way through. So I'm really pleased. I've had a chance to work with him and coach him, and he's a terrific kid, and I know he's going to do great things as he continues on with finishing out his senior year and beyond.
You guys obviously have to be pretty happy with the class you bring in, but given what the rest of the league is losing, you feel pretty good about who you're bringing back next year, too?
I think we will evaluate all that, but yeah, we do feel like we're returning a lot of pieces to the ultimate puzzle for us, which is to try to strive for a championship. And the league is, it's always, you're losing some players, but when you're in a stage and a cycle where your program is growing, a la, a Yale tonight, even though they're losing some seniors, they've had kids in that program now that are, it'll be their turn as they are juniors and seniors, and they get a chance to perform. So, I'm sure that they'll be up to the task, and those kids that they recruited. And but yes, we are excited about where we could possibly go down the road. Yes.
Tempers kind of flared a couple times. Brad obviously picked up the technical. Gary had the little elbow throw. What do you sort of say to come?
Yeah, I wanted us to maintain our composure. And I know sometimes, the game at times for us, if it gets a little physical, it kind of throws us out of whack. And we talked about that they turned it up and were a little bit more aggressive and in a clean, right, positive way. When they were down, they were scratching and clawing to get back, and they were using their energy to do that. And we didn't respond as well as I was hoping that we would, while maintaining poise and composure. And I thought those two particular kids and those incidents were a direct result of that way of trying to handle that, which wasn't the way we wanted to have it happen. So, guys, thank you.
Just thanks, real Coach. Quick, one more question. Just, can you comment on the play of Porter Braswell? I know he's sort of
Yeah.
Quick down there. And
he was, I thought he plays his role very well. You can see that he, in my opinion, he embraces his role based on the way he plays. He's in there to speed up the game, to bring energy and defend and hawk the ball and, get steals and push it up and find the shooters. And I assume that was the way they want him to play, because that's the way he has played, and he's been very effective in that role. Thank you. Enjoy working with you guys, all right? Thank you.